What's up, all my ghouls and goblins? Happy Halloween. I'm Koi Wire here with your news for Friday, October 31st. The last time Halloween fell on a Friday was back in 2014, 11 years ago. Some of my team are here. They're pumped. They're all dressed up, and I'll be bringing them out at the end of the show. First, let's get you your news. We begin with big news on a potential trade deal that could ease frictions between the world's two largest economies. U.S. President Donald Trump says he and Chinese President Xi Jinping have reached a tentative deal to address a range of crucial issues, from ongoing tariffs to Russia's war in Ukraine. The announcement followed a landmark meeting between the two leaders that capped off President Trump's whirlwind trip to Asia this week. Our Ivan Watson has more.
The world closely watching whether these two leaders can heal the damage caused by months of a brutal trade war.
We do not always see eye to eye with each other, and it is normal for the two leading economies of the world to have frictions now and then.
Friction that has roiled the global economy after escalating rounds of tit-for-tat tariffs and other penalties. Speaking on board Air Force One before leaving South Korea, President Trump appeared confident a deal had been made.
Every year we'll renegotiate the deal, but I think the deal will go on for a long time, long beyond the year.
Trump confirming that a range of thorny topics were on the table, including rolling back at least some of China's sweeping export controls on rare earths, critical resources that are essential for the manufacture of almost all high-tech products, from iPhones to electric vehicles. Also discussed, ending the war in Ukraine, China's purchase of U.S. soybeans, a key issue for Trump's rural supporters, and the global fentanyl trade. For months now, China's leader has gone toe-to-toe with Trump, not backing down despite punitive U.S. tariffs. In Korea, Xi demonstrated he can negotiate with the unpredictable U.S. president to stabilize bilateral relations, even as China sprints towards self-sufficiency from American tech.
This week, I got the golden opportunity to sit down with some of Team USA's brightest stars as they prepare for the upcoming Winter Olympic Games. I heard some seriously inspiring stories of perseverance and dedication. The road to glory has been anything but easy for many of them. That includes freestyle skier Colby Stevenson, aiming for gold this year after taking home silver in 2022. But he almost never had the chance. Stevenson was involved in a terrible 2016 car accident that nearly took his life. It left him with 30 skull fractures and severe brain swelling. Doctors were unsure if he'd ever recover. He shared how that fateful day has shaped not only his career, but how he approaches life now.
You almost died. I can't imagine what that must feel like. How did that change your perspective on life, on the blessing to be able to continue the sport you love?
Yeah, I mean, it took me to hell and back, and I became spiritual and started to think that maybe it happened for a reason, and that, you know, this was part of my transformation. And I found joy in little things in life when I didn't have that much to be joyful about. Like a hot shower was like the highlight of my day when I was in a lot of pain, because I would just like get in there and like be so grateful to have that. And then I started to think about people that didn't have those simple things, and it just started to give me this new found gratefulness.
Pop quiz, hotshot: which sense do bats use to navigate and find prey in the dark? Smell, echolocation, heat vision, or magnetic field detection? If you said echolocation, I see you. Bats are the only mammal capable of sustained flight, did you know? With over 1,400 species worldwide, they are also responsible for a wide range of plant pollination. Have you ever seen a glowing bat? And I'm not talking about the Halloween decorations you might see around the neighborhoods right now. I'm talking about glowing, fluorescent, real live bats. Researchers at the University of Georgia have discovered that six North American species of bats are capable of this glow-up. They noticed the winged critters emitted a green luminescence when placed under ultraviolet lights. It's the first time the phenomenon has been recorded in bats native to this part of the world. The discovery adds to the growing list of mammals that share this unique feature, which is a relatively recent discovery. That ability has been reported in around 200 species of mammals so far, but scientists still don't know why only some species glow. They hope further research will shed more light on the mystery and help them understand how different animals utilize it. If you're getting ready to run the town, trick-or-treating tonight, expect to see lots of heels, nails, blade, mascara. K-pop Demon Hunters with Rumi and crew are dominating this year's list of most popular costumes, and the K-pop craze has turned a centuries-old Korean hat into one of this year's hottest costume commodities. Fans have scoured the internet looking for cheaper versions of a kot, the traditional headwear sported by the Saja boys in the record-breaking film. Turns out, though, that the real deal can take up to a year to make. One of Korea's master kot makers shows us how it's done.
These traditional Korean hats, called kot, are making a comeback thanks to the hit Netflix movie K-pop Demon Hunters. Once worn by noblemen during the Joseon Dynasty hundreds of years ago, they've lately been seen on the film's Saja Boys, and cheaply made versions are popping up online for Halloween. Google's annual list of 25 trending costumes show characters from K-pop Demon Hunters taking top spots, including Saja Boys leader Junmi. Besides the holiday, tourists often dress in period costumes and wear kot in front of well-known landmarks in South Korea. But a real kot requires intricate handiwork and patience, according to one of the last masters of the centuries-old craft. Chung Chun-mu makes them by using traditional techniques and bamboo, silk, and horsehair. The base of the hat, known as yangtae, is made by weaving bamboo strands. The same goes for making the crown, chongmuja. The two parts are pieced together. Finally, the hat is dyed with ink. In 1991, Chung was designated a human cultural asset by the Korean government. Now in his 80s, he wants to pass on his skills to the next generation of hat makers.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, one dad's goofy Halloween decorations and a domino effect of good.
So it started in 2020. I was just being a goofy dad, put some skeletons out on the house.
And when a local news crew covered it, he asked his kids how they could use the attention for good. So they added a donation sign to their Halloween display for St. Jude's, the Children's Cancer Research Hospital. And this one interaction changed everything.
A car pulls up in front of our house, and it's a young couple, and they have a daughter in the back seat. So she was just smiling, just grinning from ear to ear. And the adults were sort of a wreck. He's emotional, crying. And the gentleman said, "We are a St. Jude family. And my daughter's going through treatment. And, you know, we want to thank everybody that's helping raise money for families like us."
From there, Skeletons for St. Jude was born. Jeff started a Facebook group to spread the word, and it's grown every year since. Today, he says about 550 homes nationwide have donation signs in their yard displays, and they just met their goal, $1 million for St. Jude's Research Hospital. If you want to hear more about this inspiring story, be sure to check out our friends over at CNN's Five Good Things podcast. All right, spooktacular superstars. As you can see, I'm going to beat Thing this year, best bud of Wednesday Addams, or maybe I'm just a six missing my seven. Our Halloween shout-out of the day goes to Mr. Whipple at Our Lady of the Lake Catholic Middle and High School in St. Joseph, Michigan. Rise up. All right, come on out, team. These are some of my peeps. You may remember the rare deep-sea creature discovered earlier this year, which received the nickname Big Butt Starfish by scientists. It was one of Chelsea's favorite episodes. We also have Derpy Dad back here. Brendan handmade this sweatshirt with felt. It is perfect. Watch your back, buddy. I like that one. And this? Sabrina, you look kind of familiar. Can't quite put my finger on it. Ah, yes. You're that dude that's always wearing vests. Nailed it. Finally, Nader wore his invisibility cloak today. Unreal. Can't even see him. Play that Friday music, Nader. Hope you have an awesome Halloween, everyone. Stay safe. Look both ways when crossing the street. Be kind to one another. I'm Thing.
And I'm Coy Wire.
We are CNN 10.